This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to come back and get into the endocrine disruptors and the larger sterilization program that we're already deeply into. But I want to play a few more minutes of RFK Jr. on Joe Rogan talking about the deep state, and we'll go to break and come right back.
John Kennedy, you know, did that. He refused to go to war. So he was surrounded by military-industrial complex, and he learned very early and an intelligence apparatus that he realized early on that the purpose of the CIA and the intelligence apparatus was to create a constant pipeline of new wars for the military-industrial complex. The day, 3 days before he took the oath of office, Eisenhower, who was the outgoing president, gave what is probably the most important speech in American history, which was, you know, where he warned against the military-industrial complex. I was at my uncle's inauguration. I was in Washington that day as a, you know, a six-year-old boy. And I was sitting on the stands behind him, in front of him during his inauguration. And he understood that. And 2 months later, the military and intelligence came to him and said, we got to invade Cuba. And he was like, I'm not going to Cuba, and I'm not going with the military. And they said, well, we got all these Cubans trained, and they're going to go attack Castro. And he said, well, the U.S. government can't be doing that. We can't be attacking. I don't like what Castro's doing down there, but it's not the United States' job to dictate what kind of governments other countries have. And they said, well, as soon as they land, there's going to be a big revolution. Everybody's going to rise up, and they're going to overthrow Castro. And he said, well, you can't use the U.S. military. And they ended up bringing those guys over with United Fruit boats. And in the middle of it, in the night, they came to him and said, they're getting wiped out on the beach, and you need to send in the military and invade. And he said, we're not going to do it. And he stepped out of that meeting, and he realized they had been lying to him and trying to trick him. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. And then, you know, for the next 1,000 days of his presidency, he was at war with his military and intelligence apparatus. They tried to get him to go into Laos. He said, no. They tried to get him to go into Vietnam with combat troops. They said that we need 250,000 combat troops. He refused. Everybody around him wanted him to go into Vietnam. He sent 16,000 military advisors. That's fewer people than he sent to get James Meredith into Ole Miss in Jackson, Mississippi, to get one black man into school. He sent fewer in Vietnam. They weren't allowed to fight. Many of them did. They both violated the rules of engagement. In October of 1963, he heard that some of his Green Berets had been killed over there. And he said, I want a total casualty list from Vietnam. And his aide came to him and said, 75 Americans have died. And he said, that's too many. And he signed that day a national security order ordering all troops out of Vietnam, U.S. troops. The first 1,000 over the next month, and then the rest by the beginning of 1965. And then a month later, he was killed.
Let's stop right there. This is historic stuff coming out, and there's nothing the system can do to stop it. They try to shut me down, Joe Rogan pops up. Try to shut that down, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Elon Musk. The freedom is incredibly popular. And so it doesn't matter whether Elon Musk is for real or not. The point is, he's now saying he's one of us because it's so popular, and the worm is turning. So I want to salute the listeners and viewers out there for what you've done over the years, because without you, none of this would be happening. We wouldn't have a good shot at stopping these people. So again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you for keeping us on air, and I thank you for sharing the articles and the videos and the clips, because you are changing the world. Now, some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. When we come back, I want to finish up what I covered last hour, the rest of the story on the chemicals in the food and water and the air and how it's designed to sterilize us and how we can stop them. It's all coming up. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Share that link and band.video.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. It's hour number two on the Sunday night transmission. Thank you so much for joining us on Father's Day. Remember, all over the Western world, they're trying to ban, they have banned, the word mother and father on medical records for children being born and things like that. This is a sick, evil cult. They're attacking our very biology to depopulate us and take full control of the survivors. Now, at the end of the last hour, we heard a very important report where I think he does the best job in just 16 minutes or so, laying out the history of just bisphenol A and atrazine in the water alone, causing the feminization of men and then causing the hyperfeminization of women, which also accelerates them going into puberty early and getting cancer and dying and going into menopause early. So all of this accelerates your aging. All of it causes premature aging and going into puberty early. It's a very serious situation. We've covered a lot of the stories, or all the stories pretty much, that Mark covers. But he does a great job at condensing it all down, which we need to do more of and go back to the core research, the core stuff. But that's what he's trained as a journalist and media analyst. That's what he actually went to college for. That's why he does a great job, I guess, doing it. Me, I'm a totally layperson at it. And I'm always trying to get Mark on the show, but he's like, hey, you got the reports. I really like to do it succinctly in the reports. And he does. Nobody does it better. So he put that report out. We'll put back on screen. It's on InfoWars.com. I hope you share it. Mark Dice, Alex Jones was right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes stunning revelation that will rock the media. Now, this isn't about Alex Jones making a stunning revelation or Kennedy making a stunning revelation that will rock the media. That's a nice tagline. It's a nice hook, and it's true. But it's bigger than Alex Jones or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it's on InfoWars.com, and it's vital you share it. When I started covering this 15, 16 years ago, suddenly I'd have CNN attacking me, Fox News attacking me. Jones is crazy. He says there's chemicals in the food and water that are lowering your fertility and making men feminine. I was reading MIT reports. I was reading Berkeley reports. I was reading all of the actual science and information. But they would just take a little clip where I'd say, listen, this article saying I'm anti-gay or whatever is not accurate. That's what I said in the full famous gay frog clip. They cut it out. This is a chemical so bad, it's literally causing the frogs to become sterile and die. And literally makes the male frogs want to have sex with male frogs. That means their species dies. So I'm trying to get them to take out the chemicals in the water that are making the freaking frogs gay. And then I hit a big stack of the articles and papers on the desk. Well, they wanted to get ahead of that and make fun of it. And that's what they've done the whole time. But it's really boomeranged on them. So there's a lot of pushback against this. But it's not just these two chemicals. There are hundreds and hundreds of these that are in the water table, even in well water in most areas, but particularly tap water. And it is just a soup that we're swimming in. But I got to tell you, this report that I covered last hour, Dice really knocks it out of the park and explains. In separate medical journals, they admit, well, men that start going into transgender treatment, to become women, which they don't really become women, but they think they are, they, on average, become attracted to men. So a lot of people with gender dysphoria who want to become a woman aren't actually attracted to men, but when they take the hormones, they do. But then if you say that about people that have gotten birth defects, literally in their brain cells, the studies show that, from atrazine and bisphenol A, oh, no, no, it's a gift. Remember what David Hogg, the anti-gunner, said about me? He goes, Jones is a con artist. He sells water filters on the air saying you need to filter your water. It's full of chemicals. Yeah, I sell things you need so we stay on air and get the truth out if you get a good product. Our filters are the highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. But, of course, I'm telling you the water is full of crap because it is. It's like selling, you know, people when winter's coming, you go to the mall and they got coats out for sale. Well, look, you're selling coats right before winter starts. What type of weirdo are you? Or summer's about to start. Oh, the swimsuits go up. That's Dillard's is crazy. They sell swimsuits in the spring. They're trying to sell swimsuits like you might need one in the summer. Or they're trying to sell people gasoline for their car's engines. I mean, that's really weird. So they're trying to demonize the normalcy of me saying, hey, we have Alexa Pure water filtration systems, highest rated. They are half the price of the leading competitor. Some competitors are three times more. And there's four or five companies that have the highest rated. There's a bunch that don't. But it's the best. And it funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. So, yes, I'm trying to sell you filters. We have money to stay on air. And at the same time, explain to you how real this is and how they make jokes about it. So, the only place that Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and others don't go all the way is, this is premeditated. If you get deeper into Bertrand Russell in the 50s and Aldous Huxley in the 30s and Julian Huxley, his brother, heading up the UN operation at UNESCO, they said, we'll use diet, injections, and injunctions to control people and make them infertile and make them stupid. And that's an eco-science. Like, it's in there on the conference room table. Bring it to me, please. 1974, year I was born, published. The man later became, that wrote the book, the head White House science czar for Obama. Paul Ehrlich, John P. Holdren, and then his wife, Holdren as well, or Ehrlich's wife. So the point is, it says in there, we need to put chemicals in the water to sterilize and lower fertility. So, and I go on and on and on. So let me just show you some anecdotal evidence here. Look, childhood vaccines, again, 1983, 10 vaccines kids were given. 2013, 32 vaccines. 2022, 74 vaccines. And you see right next to it, autism rates explode as the shots go up. But it's an exacerbation with all the pesticides and electromagnetics and the GMO and all the things that are happening to us. But yes, it is an agenda to sterilize us, and they tell us it's an agenda. This book is free online. You can find the digital copy. Once I promoted it and talked about it 15 years ago, it went from being like $5 to buy a hard copy to thousands. You can buy, I think last time I checked, they're like $2,000 a piece. But here it all is, how to put stuff in the water to sterilize you and your family. Eco-science, population, resources, and environment. So, we bring the documents. But, oh, here's the Washington Post. Kids are cute, but they're not really eco-friendly. One less baby helps the planet more than giving up meat or car. But they're going to give up your car, your meat, everything. Carbon's not bad. Your babies are carbon. And they're being honest now. They want to get rid of the carbon. That's what this is all about. And that's why they're sexualizing children. That's why they're at all the events. And that's why they're telling them that they need to be sterilized and they need to take hormone blockers, which do sterilize you. Is because this is all an agenda to depopulate on record. And I show the documents in my film, In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and In-Game 1.5, because I was going to put out In-Game 2, never did, so I put out a little addendum just on this subject of chemical sterilization from 1960s and 70s, Pentagon documents. And make no mistake, it's the people that run the Pentagon that are behind all this. Look up Pentagon Gay Bomb. The media always makes a joke about it. You've seen it on HBO and CNN and all the late night shows, Steve Colbert and all of them. They never show me even showing you the article, BBC, Associated Press, Pentagon wanted to spray chemicals on enemy water supplies that literally totally confuse men and make them feminine. So that's how real all of this is. Now I want to shift gears and talk about dictatorship. I want to talk about the fact that Biden's a puppet, but it's an oligarchy of bureaucrats and corporate interests and intelligence agencies that control Joe Biden. Tucker dropped his fourth installment. Yeah, there's Wikipedia on the gay bomb. the Pentagon gay bomb plans. And it's a whole project of this, but they've actually launched it on the public. Then they make it cool when, hey, genital sizes are a third what they were 50 years ago for black and white. You're sterile, 90% sperm reduction. It's liberal. It's trendy. Oh, you're also getting cancer when you're 25 and neurological disorders at 25. But it's okay. Death is cool. Death is liberal. Death is fun. We love death. We love death. But here's Tucker Carlson's fourth historic installment. News Corp is threatening to sue if he doesn't shut up. He has free speech. He's totally back. It's a toothless attack. And then we'll go to this incredibly powerful report pointing out that we do have a dictatorship through the puppet O'Biden, and that if we don't turn back against this, we have no hope. But if we wake up to it and legitimately reject it, that it's not Trump, it's not the Patriots, it's not the libertarian movement, it's not the conservatives, it's not the populists that want martial law, it's the left that are setting it up. They're the ones banning speech. They're the ones banning books. We're just saying don't give pornographic pedophile books to 8-year-olds. That's not banning books. We're saying don't give it to children. So here he is breaking down the real dictatorship of the globalists being established, not just here, but worldwide. And we'll be right back after the break.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. On Tuesday afternoon, the...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They live in garish mansions with big lawns, far from the teeming cities, even as their own citizens languish in growing poverty, in some cases literally living in tents on the street. So they don't really hide it. It's all pretty blatant. And ordinary people resent it. Of course they do, and wannabe dictators know they resent it. But they don't care. There's nothing the population can do about it in a dictatorship. It's no longer possible to fight injustice in a system like that. People can't gather in large numbers to protest the rule of the dictator. If they try that, they'll be arrested by his state security services, even years after the fact. A visit from men in body armor at the breakfast table. That happens. And if citizens persist in believing they can gather in groups to protest, they may be shot to death, a bullet to the throat. And then, just to make the humiliation complete, to make the lesson gin clear to everyone else watching, their relatives can be arrested for daring to complain that their children were killed for complaining. That actually happens in some places. Ask Ashley Babbitt's mother. Here she is in handcuffs.
You murdered her inside the Capitol, now you're going to arrest her?
So don't be like Ashley Babbitt's mother, much less like poor Ashley Babbitt. She's dead now. That's the message a wannabe dictator would send. And by the way, it's not just public protest that would be banned in a dictatorship. You wouldn't be allowed to complain from your own home. Unauthorized opinions expressed on the internet would be censored. Go too far, press too deep, tell too much truth, and they'll just erase your opinions. They have no choice, really. It's a matter, as they say, of trust and safety. You must trust the leader, or else you will jeopardize his safety. Not that you really can jeopardize his safety at this point. The leader has nuclear weapons, and you don't. He'll remind you of that from time to time. And in any case, you're in the process of being disarmed anyway, along with everyone else who has shown questionable loyalty to the leader. Those who support the regime can keep their weapons and use them freely, including on public transportation. That's a core civil right for them. But for those who dissent from the program, self-defense is an unaffordable privilege. Turn in your guns, Mr. and Mrs. Peaceful Opposition. You're a danger to society, and we know who you are. And in fact, the wannabe dictator does know who they are because he knows everything. Technology has made him all-seeing. A report in Wired magazine just this week revealed that the highly non-dictatorial Biden administration is busy tracking the phones of millions of Americans without their knowledge and without bothering to get a warrant. And at the same time, the same non-dictatorial administration is stockpiling a massive trove of damaging information about these same Americans to be used at some point, we are sure, for entirely noble purposes. So the administration now knows everything. Where you spend your days, who you talk to, what you think, your porn habits. Not a big deal. The administration already knows what you buy, of course, because they've leaned on the big banks to turn over your confidential credit card information. Not because anyone here is a wannabe dictator, to be clear, but just because. It's nice to have that information, just in case, in the words of the Fox News PR department, a situation arises that needs to be, quote, addressed. It's all totally normal. It's not a dictatorship, okay? But in the end, the main reason you know Joe Biden is not a wannabe dictator is because he just does not fit the profile as a man. Dictators have that look. You know one when you see one. Dictators build cults of personality around themselves, and they use those cults to deny the glaringly obvious. In his later years, to name just one example, North Korean dictator Kim Il-sung developed an enormous baseball-sized tumor on the back of his neck. It was huge. It was grotesque. It was right there. You couldn't ignore it. You couldn't possibly not see it. But in North Korea, state media did ignore it. They pretended it didn't exist. And so, in some important sense, it didn't. If a tumor grows on a neck but no one acknowledges it, is it really there? Thankfully, nothing like that is happening in our country or ever will. If Joe Biden ever develops some profound physical or medical problem that was obvious to everybody, journalists would say something. This is not North Korea. We don't have state media here. If Joe Biden was, say, incapable of completing a full sentence or mistook his sister for his wife or suddenly started falling down in public for no reason, the New York Times would report on that and they'd get to the bottom of what was actually happening. That would be its duty in a free country like ours. It's not like they would cover it up. The very idea of a cover-up sounds like a conspiracy theory, a dangerous one, actually, so stop it. And by the way, if Joe Biden was a wannabe dictator, he'd have the family to match. All dictators do. Saddam Hussein had Uday and Qusay. They were princelings who lived above the law, indulging their most decadent fantasies with total confidence. They would be never held to account by the police. As the sons of a dictator, they knew they could do exactly what they wanted. And so that's what they did. There's no one like that around Joe Biden. He doesn't have weird sex scandals at the heart of his family that no one in the media will ever talk about. He doesn't have a ne'er-do-well former nightclub-owning brother who's made a living for 30 years by being related to him. Not at all. That's dictator stuff. Joe Biden doesn't award ridiculous inflated titles to his relatives that the media are then required to take seriously. He doesn't call people doctor who didn't go to medical school and then force you to nod along like it's real when everyone knows it isn't. Nicolae Ceaușescu did that with his wife, Elena. Joe Biden would never do that. Nor does Joe Biden dress like a dictator. He doesn't do photo ops and mirrored sunglasses driving a sports car to convince you that he isn't frail and senile, but instead powerful, virile, and wise. That's just not his style. If Joe Biden was a dictator, he'd be wearing epaulets and carrying a tasseled riding crop. And he isn't yet. So calm down. If he was a dictator, Biden's speeches would look like Nuremberg rallies. A blood-red backdrop, armed soldiers by his side, screaming about crushing his eternal enemies. Honestly, Biden did come close to that one time last September at a speech in Philadelphia. But it wasn't in any sense dictatory. It was necessary. As MSNBC assured us at the time, quote, Biden aimed to showcase his faith in the military apparatus and its ability to back the democratic order. See, it was about democracy, not dictatorship. No cause for alarm. He is not a dictator. A dictator would stockpile ammunition for his own bureaucrats, including his tax collectors. He'd redefine the legal code to make disloyalty to the regime the most serious crime. He'd claim dominion over the most intimate parts of his citizens' lives. He'd define what attitudes they were allowed to have about sex and religion and how to raise their families. He would even, in his final grandiose stage of dictatorship, claim ownership of their children. And Joe Biden wouldn't do that. And to prove he would never do that, Biden just this week released this video.
These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. The LGBTQ Americans, especially children, you're loved, you're heard, and this administration has your back.
See? Joe Biden isn't saying your children belong to him like a dictator would. He's saying something very different from that. He's saying America's children are, quote, our children. Not his alone, ours. You share your children with Joe Biden evenly, right down the middle, with alternating weekends. You've got joint custody with Joe Biden, and you can thank heaven that you do. A nation is like a family. Every family has a head, a father. That's Joe Biden, our nation's father. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is now his fatherland. Just don't call it a dictatorship, or we'll have to issue a statement disavowing you.
Younger people say the news is full of lies.
And Kennedy's motorcade.
239 death of Jeffrey Epstein.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back live on this Sunday transmission. Owen's going to be live in studio coming up in about 30 minutes with Sunday Live at InfoWars.com/show. Now, I was interviewed yesterday by Peter McElvenna, who's a really smart, informative podcaster, but he kind of let me run. It was about a 40-minute interview. We'll link it up on InfoWars.com to see the full thing, but I want to hear about 25 minutes of it here in just a moment because he asked me some important questions and whatever, some important information. But I want to just say this right up front here. When I first got on air 29 years ago, almost nobody was talking about the New World Order or the specifics of it. Now it is extremely mainstream. It's out in the open, and we are seeing the biggest acceleration and awakening ever, and the New World Order is scared, and it's pulling out all the punches. So they are pulling out all the stops. That said, at least we're in the fight, and I want to commend you all for your support. But I'm not in competition with Joe Rogan or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Del Bigtree or... you know, any of these people. I love what they're doing. I love how hardcore they are because the globalists are planning new viral releases. new lockdowns. But so many other talk show hosts are territorial. People even ask me, like, why are you even showing clips to Tucker Carlson? Or why are you showing Joe Rogan clips? Or why are you showing this? Because they're good people. They're really getting more hardcore. They're really waking up. Tucker's completely awake. Joe's about 90% there. And I'd love to just beat this thing and back this evil off. We still have crime and some problems and things, but not active evil in charge of the corporations and government. Wouldn't be openly running the show. We could, you know, mitigate it. And so that's really my goal here, is to be obsolete. The problem is we're far from obsolete. And whereas a lot of people now understand things I knew 20 years ago, and that's hurting the globalist agenda, people need to know the big picture and be able to tie it all together, how it's a concerted evil effort. And that's where we still come in. So we're not obsolete. In fact, we're more important than ever to talk about what's coming next. Yes, everybody can discover we're right about what happened and we predicted it, but we wanted to stop it. So now I want to stop the rest of their agenda happening. We've got a good chance now because people now know I'm not exaggerating. This isn't a game. That's why the enemy was so upset by us, because they knew I had their number and it integrated all their systems together and really reverse engineered their operations. So I've done an hour and a half plus here this evening, but have not plugged one time. So our biggest problem is me. I say, hey, only 1% of our listeners buy product. If 2% bought product, we'd be doing great and be able to expand, not just hold the line. But if I plug 2 or 3 times an hour, we always bring in plenty of money. If I plug once an hour, we break even. I have not done my job tonight, so that's my fault. Listen, you're going to have to step up because I haven't done my job. If you want to keep us on air, turmeric toothpaste, I didn't think it was a bad idea when my dad came up with it, but I thought, well, that's okay. I like the tooth whitening toothpaste and, you know, the charcoal toothpaste. That's my idea. That's already a bestseller, so we just made a better version of it. This has been the all-time best-selling toothpaste, and it sold out the first 2 runs. It finally came back in. There's no fillers. It's full of turmeric, so good for your gums, your teeth, your whole body, and a bunch of essential oils that are amazing as well, and it keeps us on air. Back in stock, your turmeric toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have the tooth whitening toothpaste that's, by the way, selling out, and we have the charcoal toothpaste, which is popular as well, just not as popular as the turmeric. So all 3 are in stock right now, but soon will be sold out of the tooth whitening toothpaste, and we haven't had that in 6 months. Got a small shipment in. Also, Superfemale Vitality has come back in. It's the same formula as Supermale. Male has a blue label. Female has a pink label. People want a different label, but it does the same thing. Libido, stamina, energy. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. But whether it's a Alexa Pure water filtration system, or whether it's high-quality storable food ready to ship, or whether it's amazing supplements, or high-quality CBD oil that does great stuff for neurological systems, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase keeps us on air. So please take action today. We're also close to selling out of our ultimate bone broth with a concentrated chicken broth, chaga mushroom, goji berry, turmeric, the list goes on and on. That is incredible for your whole energy and your bones and your mind. And it's just the superfood. You think protein powder is powerful. This is like squared. I mean, this is just the next level. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the products. InfoWarsStore.com. And we're going to go now to part of this important podcast I taped yesterday that dropped today. We'll post the full thing at InfoWars.com. And then Owen Schroyer, in 26 minutes, is going to be sitting right here in this chair. But listen, it's Father's Day. I made the crew come in. I came in here. I wanted to take my daughter swimming or something. But you know what? I need to nail it. I need to fight harder. We're so close to winning. So I'm here. I need you to decide, hey, this is important stuff he's doing. Plus, he's got some great products. So for those of you who got the products and liked them and never ordered them again, please go order them. For those that order products and routinely order them, I thank you. And for those that never gotten the products, at least go make a donation then at InfoWarsStore.com right at the top. $5, $10, you're recurring, cancel any time. The point is, we're fighting for you. We're in this fight together. I need your help. You need my help. And we are under major attack. You can see that. And I don't care about that. I just want to beat these people. And I don't just smell blood. I got their blood all over me. I got their blood in my mouth. I use that as an analogy of like an attack dog. I mean, I ain't smelling blood. I'm not smelling victory. I'm just victory, 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 victory. All we do is victory, 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 victory. It's all God. It's not me. But I'll never give up. I'll never give in. I could give out. I'm asking you, though, energize us, please. Get products you already need. Take the action. The whole world's about action. Salute those that have taken action. Even if you can't buy our products, you know, $12 or $10 toothpaste, I understand that's fine. At least, for heaven's sake, spread the word about the broadcast and pray for the broadcast, and I thank you. Great job, crew. Owen coming up in 24 minutes now. Here's part of that report.
Your hearts of oak. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. We'll just jump in. It's been nearly 25 years since you started InfoWars. And I'm wondering what moved you. I mean, what was your assessment of what was available and why did you decide to actually start something?
Well, Wikipedia says InfoWars started in 1999. That's not true. I got the website in 1997, but it says it was registered in 99. That's not right. I got on air in 94 on local access TV as a guest on shows, and then I got my own show in 95 and got a local radio show in 97. I got syndicated in 98, and I was aware of what was going on in the world. I had read a lot of books about the New World Order and globalism because family had given them to me that were informed. So I was kind of fast-tracked to know what was coming, and then I saw what family had warned me about when I was young, actually all over the place. So I began to research not just the books written by the John Birch Society and people like Barry Goldwater, but I started reading stuff by Anthony Sutton, who was the top archivist at Congress. Then I started actually reading the books he recommended written by the bad guys, like Georgetown mentor and political science professor Carol Quigley, who wrote Tragedy and Hope. So when I was about 18, I read that 1,100-page book that described the entire way they control the world and how U.S. intelligence had merged with British intelligence after World War II. Now they were establishing a planetary government and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to break up the family and basically create a form of communism for the public, but robber baron fascism at the top for the big corporations. And really, like the 1970s movie Rollerball, where there's a corporate elite that rule the planet, and they are above the law. And even if you're a champion rollerballer, like James Caan is, the executive wants his wife just to execute the power and takes her and she has to marry him. And there are no nation states in the future. There's only mega cities, which the globalists say they're going to end the nation state and only create these city states like we see with the Vatican or the city of London inside London or Israel. That's really the model, or what they're setting up in Saudi Arabia, they call the line. They're setting up several other sovereign cities within Saudi Arabia. So that's really the model where they're all exempt, we're all made poor, and then a big UN World Peace Force controls things, we're all disarmed. It's really a dystopic system they're establishing and building. So I learned about it when I was young. It was kind of background noise. But then by the time I got out of high school and saw it actually happening, then I decided to make it my life's destiny to fight these people. And I really innately believe in humanity, was betting on humanity, that this was the next big authoritarian, totalitarian threat to humanity. But I knew that communism and Nazism have been spinoffs of this very group in their own writings.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Curl Calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Basically, like a finance arm of the Bilderberg Group, which is the very top, basically the same members, to then coordinate the roundtable groups below them to a better level. So absolutely, the Trilateral Commission is right at the top. But again, if you see who's on the National Security Council of countries, and you see who's on the UN Security Council, and you see who's, you know, the heads of the central banks, it's a couple hundred people. And then on the steering committees, it's about 20. Campbell wrote the book, The Committee of 300. To Campbell, I've interviewed many times. I'm tired today, but that was the old name of the British East India Company corporate management. So when I talk about it being a UK-based thing, it's not an Anglophile or an Anglophobe thing. It's not the British that run it. It's not even King Charles. It's just that management system of covert corporate control with interlocking corporate directorates, then controlling government militaries, is the model and the center of the wheel of the management directive and directorate. And so that's what it is. It's the British Empire merged with the U.S. Empire, but not to make the empire for freedom or the people. It exploits the people of North America. It exploits the people of the U.K. It exploits the people of Australia and Canada and everywhere. And it is a system that is in competition with the Renaissance and with productivity and with the Christianity, real Christianity, not corporate Christianity. And so that's why it's at war and has to bring down the first world. They're not bringing down the first world to raise the third world. They're lowering the first world so people never aspire to that again. And so the third world goes down, the old world goes down, we all collapse on each other, and then the city states will then take unto themselves high-tech breakaway civilization that only operates just like the Hunger Games books, which again is based on what they really want to build, where you have these high tech regions, high tech systems, and then everybody else is kept in squalor.
Well, some of the organizations more recently, the WF and the WHO, they seem to be blatant in what they want to do. It's not hidden. When you were doing this 25 years ago, it was hidden. You were exposing what they didn't want to expose. Now they televise some of the WHO stuff. It is out there, and now full movement towards restricting travel with vaccine passports in the next year. How has that moved away from that being blatant and open from being hidden?
Well, that's what's so frustrating about this is I was just successful at getting this out to a large audience. I certainly did not develop much of the research. I mean, I've gone out and covered things myself and done, and you know, gotten the latest info. But I mean, there was a hardcore group of people around the world, mainly who worked in military and intelligence, who was read into this and decided to say, I'm not going to be part of this. Like both sides of my family, you know, had people that were working in the military and intelligence. And that's who I first heard about all this from when I was a small child. And then it was just background noise. So, you know, the fact that I knew about this and then they would deny it existed and say I made it all up and Alex Jones is the guy that came up with this has you know, been a narrative for many years. But really what's happening is there comes a point that they have to emerge. And so they're building it behind the scaffolding. You ever seen a big ship get launched? They'll have big doors or a big curtain. And they're building the ship behind that. And then finally, the day to launch the ship comes, and they pull back the giant curtains. And here's this huge, beautiful ship slides off the blocks into the ocean. And then, you know, they break some champagne on the bow of it. And so in the last decade, really, they pulled back the curtain, showed us the ship, and said, but it's good. So we were telling them they're building a ship behind there for tyranny. They're building world government. They're going to break up the family. They're going to cut the resources off. They're going to take your guns. They're going to feed you GMO. They're going to fry you with 5G. They're going to, so we're reading all their plans because we're behind the curtain. And then they realize at a certain point, Toto can pull back the curtain. If they kept denying it while it's out in the open, that would just give us more credibility. So they passed a Rubicon where they censor and attack and demonize those of us that are critical of the global government, but at the same time unveil it and roll it out as if it's something good and the answer to all the problems that they helped create. And so we've gone from the mask being on to the emergence. It's kind of like in World War II, submarines would run out of torpedoes really quick, but they had their deck gun to sink ships with. So the Germans particularly would be out there on a big mission. They already sunk a bunch of ships, already used their 10 torpedoes, but there's more ships to blow up, more ships to sink. They got to rise up and use the deck gun to sink the ships. And so that's what they've done is the submarine has emerged and is shooting at us right now and saying it's shooting at us and saying to the intelligent people, resistance is futile. You better roll over right now. Nobody can stop us. The future's not human. You better join us. And a lot of people are going, whoa, this is real. What do I do to get on board? And then a lot of other people that were asleep just go, nothing you can do. And then those of us that knew we could stop it are saying, see, we warned you. But it doesn't take a majority to stop this. If anything, when you read Yuval Noah Harari, who's the high priest of these guys, and Ray Kurzweil and these guys, and Prince Charles is King Charles now, and Klaus Schwab, I mean, I've read their books, I've read their writings, not just their speeches. They are maniacs. I mean, we are invincible. Humans are going to live forever. We're about to be gods, but first we've got to get rid of the general public. And what we're doing is beautiful work, and we're so amazing. Yeah, Hitler had his 1,000-year Reich, and you know, look how long it lasted. So they are purposely trying to invoke mass Stockholm syndrome in us by pushing this giant utopia that really is a dystopia. So they're telling us all the dystopia happening is because we haven't submitted to their plan. But you can pull back and see the dystopia is coming from them. They say global warming's why we had the virus. Not it came from a lab. And more viruses are coming because we're in the jungles. And, the third world because of global warming is coming here, not from 2 years of lockdowns and mass starvation and a big international Gallup poll of the migrants. I think it was 10,000 they did just a few months ago, 90-some percent said, we've been locked down for years, the farms and ranches are closed, the factories are closed, there's no food, we have to come here, and the UN organized us in our respective countries to come here. So the UN turns your food off, locks you up, shuts you down, and then organizes you to then invade the first world, where they're now clients of this group that's just been brought in. This has all been battle-gamed, war-gamed, actuaried. And if we just admit it's happening and admit it's going on and stop living in denial, we can then organize, get control of local governments, then national governments, and stop this. But if we don't, it is the design collapse of all the nation states, huge wars, controlled viral releases to bring in tyranny, safe zone cities that are self-sufficient and locked down during viral attacks. While they're in the cities, it's wink, wink, you want to be in the city because you can even be in a rural place. They're going to fly over the drone and nerve gas you and say it was, you know, the virus. And, I mean, I've seen the plans. I've seen some declassified plans they reclassified about their drone attack plans. They can fly over with synthetic opiates that kill you dead in a hammer, that dissipate, you know, in just a week or so. And so it's only going to be people that are in these compact megacities that are going to be protected, but they themselves are going to be under an authoritarian control as well. So they're going to panic all the money to run into these compact cities. These city states, while it's road war on the outside and the rest of us get wiped out, that's their plan.
But you've set out what we face, and in the midst of that, you have built something huge, and your name is far and wide. I mean, the only other person I know who does 4 hours a day is Steve Bannon. I mean, tell us how you've grown that through blood, sweat, and tears to be the voice of reason worldwide that it is now. I mean, how's that? Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I mean, look, I've been on air since 1994, and it was all knowing this was real. Because, again, they didn't make a big deal about it. They were all very humble, very polite people. But I just was so blessed to grow up, you know, around people that my mom's dad, my grandfather, was a World War II vet and Army Air Corps, and then worked for the oil companies, but also worked with some inventors on secret weapon projects for the Pentagon. And then, like I said, his son was, you know, high level in all this. And then my dad's side of the family, my family was like that. So I was just really, 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 really blessed. And they were patriots, and they didn't like the way it was going. So I'm sitting around the dinner table. I'm 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. By the time I was like 12 or 13, they didn't really talk about the stuff in front of me. Because, you know, this is all secret stuff they were talking about. But they act like kids aren't kids. They're not listening. So I was knee-high to a grasshopper, you know, listening to all this stuff and just, you know, being blown away by it. And then I kind of became a teenager and chased girls and kind of forgot about it. And then I went to community college, decided I wanted to go to college. And it was all just, America's horrible, communism's good, we're going to get your guns, white people are bad. And I'm like, well, this is everything I got warned about. I was like, I better do something about this. And so that was it. And then I just like, oh, Access TV is a place. Because I tried to get jobs in radio, and they said no. And I tried to send in tapes of me doing a show. And I mean, this is when I'm like 18, 19. And it didn't discourage me. And I remember when I was 18, I sent, they were having a contest to hire a new talk show host. Ended up hiring Jeff Ward, a former NFL kicker, friend of mine now. And I'm 18 and or 19. I guess it was about 18. They had a contest because they'd gotten rid of their other talk show host. In fact, the new company bought it. They fired everybody.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.